Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. We are in Hiram, 5380 Windy Bagwell Road. That is where we're located. It's Buffalo's Cafe. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Hope you're having a great day. Come on out and join us. We told you guys we'd be out this way, Mike. And what did you call them yesterday? The Hiram?
These are Hiramites.
Hiramites.
We're going to take an Old Testament. So, as we said, you can look it up, G Money, our engineer. They apparently were involved in building the Temple of Solomon. So, as we said, they came up with a measure twice, cut once at the end of the show yesterday. So, whether you live up in Hiram or this part of Cobb, either way, come by and see us. We'll be here 2 to 6.
Hey, man, we got a lot to chop up, a lot to get to. Tomorrow, we will be up at Flowery Branch. Can't wait to talk to Coach and have a player guest or two to join us to talk about this big Monday night game. Mike, we spent a lot of time on it today in our pre-show, and thank you guys for checking us out and tuning in, however you get it, whatever social media platform. We do it every day around 11:15. But the thing with this spread, right, Falcons are 4.5-point underdog at home on the road, and it just tells you how much respect that Vegas and everybody else has for Buffalo. They don't care if Buffalo just lost to the Patriots, right, guys. This is more about what Buffalo is, what they've been the last few years, the quarterback position. They're going to come into Atlanta and be favored. And basically, they're telling you Buffalo is a 5-point favorite. They're saying this is a touchdown, Mike. That's
right.
What they're telling
almost a 7.5 because you get 3 points. You know, I mean, well, you're right. Minus the 4. This is a testament. You know, the betting public, we always say, it's not about, you know, what Vegas actually thinks is going to happen. They're just trying to get even money so the house doesn't get crushed one way or the other. But this is about Buffalo is an established brand. We are trying to establish our brand. Losing the way we did in Carolina, it happened. I know Coach had some interesting comments about that. We'll talk about that coming up. But Vegas and the betting public doesn't know the Falcons. They know Buffalo, and that's why the number is where it is.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this, guys. I mean, look, coming off the win, I have a lot more confidence than, obviously, if we had lost against the Commanders. But I think you should have a lot of confidence, too. The question is, which offense is it? Right, it's not the one that completely flopped against Carolina. It's probably somewhere in between. The problem is the injuries are still playing a role right now with this offense, Mike. I don't know if and when we're going to see a full and healthy Darnell Mooney. I have no idea.
Right.
The offensive line hasn't been as big of an issue as we thought it would be, specifically with Caleb McGarry out. But I still think this offense hasn't come anywhere close to hitting its stride. The, you know, scoring 30 in the last game was nice. But can you come out and score 30 against the Bills? And then
right.
And then we can start having these conversations about how explosive this offense is and what it looks like with our man Michael Penix at the helm. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We're going to talk plenty about the Falcons. We'll let you hear more. Kate Nellis spoke. A couple of guys today talking about where this team is, coming off the bye, and what the expectations are. And I'll just say this, as I've been talking about, Mike, this Monday night game has a big feel to it. I just hope we, as the fan base, shows up and supports this like we need to. Because, look, a few years ago, we couldn't pay to get on primetime.
Right. I mean there, we have a very twisted, wrong, horrible history with Monday Night Football.
We do.
The joke was, after we went to the Super Bowl in 98, we had 4 primetime games. There was a game we had with the Steelers, and the joke was, that's why they took it off ABC, and it went only to ESPN. Effectively, that the Falcons had part killed Monday Night Football.
It was that bad.
But, I mean, it just felt that way, because that year, the 99 year, Chris Chandler went down, Jamal Anderson went down. I mean, everything went sideways that season. So we were a bad football football team under Dan Reeves. Nothing Dan could do about it. But you're right. This is a chance for us to show the country what we're about. Now, everyone was in love with us in the Minnesota game. You know, they even did a video where Saquon Barkley's almost like he's passing the baton to Bijan Robinson. You know, so now build on that, because as we said, that Carolina game, man, it's just, which is, will the real Falcons please stand up, right? I think a lot of folks nationally feel that way.
No doubt, man. And you know, the other thing is, like we've been saying to you guys, the Bills, where they lack is stopping the run. And you cannot go into this game, Zach Robinson, I'm talking to you,
right,
and go, hey, we're going to start out and throw, let Michael Penix throw the ball first 15 plays of the game. No. Let's establish the run. Let's make the Bills stop us. And then let's work off of that. You know, it's what bugged me in the Carolina game, Mike. And again, I'm not trying to go back and talk specifically about that game because it was so bad. But we had just come off of a game where we ran it down the Vikings' throat, and you come out and you're trying to throw the ball. And I think part of that was, hey, ego. I'm going to let my quarterback come out and throw it,
right,
because people want to see, you know, if we can throw it around. No. Let's do what we do best and then let everything else fall into place. So I'm just – that's my game plan coming in. I don't care about, you know, what happens the rest of the game. You got to come in and establish the run. And I don't think the Bills, by the way, they haven't stopped anybody.
You've talked about it. We mentioned it. Dave Archer brought this up yesterday's show. We are fifth now as far as how much time plays per game. Falcons, by the way, averaging 66 plays per game. Buffalo, 64.8.
Mm.
So time of possession. And one thing for certain, if Buffalo runs clock, I mean, and hopefully we get them off the field, we create those three and outs, it seems like, you know, our possessions may be at a premium. So, you know, I know we want to get Algier involved. We want to get Bijan involved. We want to get Pitts involved. Drake is Drake. You know, we expect big things out of him. But, I mean, if we are not doing the things we need to do on defense, then all of a sudden you better make those possessions work if you're the Falcons coming up Monday.
You got to do it, man. Follow Mike, by the way, on social media, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Again, 5380 Wendy Bagwell Parkway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Way in Hiram is where we're at. Mike, we were just talking about this, and this is kind of, you know, by the way, Bengals aren't clowning around. Not only did they trade for Joe Flacco, their head coach has come out and said he starts Sunday.
Oh, yeah, he's in.
There's no messing around. Where is he at? Does he get acclimated to the playbook? Screw that.
Jake Browning blew a tremendous opportunity to become the next Scott Mitchell.
Yes.
Remember when Dan Marino went down? This is taking you back for some younger listeners. But Marino blew out his Achilles, and then Steve DeBerg got hurt, and then Scott Mitchell was literally the third string. He bankrolled a big contract with the Lions off the backup role. Now, you talked about it. He kept him in games. They were around 500.
23.
But it's almost like Browning forgot everything he did. He looks absolutely unwatchable as a quarterback. Now, he did make some throws in garbage time. They got Chase involved, but still, that's where the Bengals are. They're like, you know what? We've seen enough. Even though Joe Flacco is just still getting the playbook, you're in.
You're in. Zach Taylor said today in his presser he will start Sunday against the Packers. He'll take all the reps.
But Browning, I mean, this is a great opportunity to become a starter somewhere. We've talked about it. To be Jimmy Garoppolo, to step in and certainly impress some people that you're the next guy, and he blew it. So now, as you said, Flacco's in. A lot of guys asking me today at the gym, what happened with Cousins? You know, again, if we're standing pat on, it's got to be 25 mil or whatever you're going to eat, and that's what the word on the street is, according to SI, that they're not coming off it. So to Carl's point, we have a very expensive but the most effective insurance policy in the league.
Yeah, because you guys can't tell me Cousins is not better at this point in his career than Flacco.
The league hasn't seen it, but we know he's healthy too.
That's true. Speaking of Flacco, I just got to ask this question. So I am about to repost this. Flacco was on a plane to fly to Cincinnati, and some guy is on the plane, and he takes a picture of Flacco as he's making his way, you know, either onto the plane or I'm not sure if they're getting off. It looks like he's getting on. And the guy says he's on his way. Are you that guy that takes pictures of celebrities or people who you've not asked them?
Right.
You just see them. You're at dinner. You're on a plane. And I don't know, man. I looked at this and I was like, I'm laughing because the look on Flacco's face is like, just let me sit down and, you know, get a drink and get myself settled. He's not thinking about somebody taking a picture. And Mike and I were just saying this. Like, that whole thing about privacy, you see a star, an entertainer now. And by the way, there's so many folks that are making buttloads of money that you have no idea who they are, okay? These YouTube stars, these TikTok stars, you have no idea. Your kids may, you know, you may know a couple. But, Mike, when you see one of these sports stars, are you one of these guys, and I'm not saying you, but people out there
right.
who's like, oh, and you take a picture. I just, I don't know.
I'd never do that.
It bugs me, man.
I'm with you, man. I just think it's kind of a, I don't know, I call it man law. You know, anytime I've seen a celebrity, I was lucky enough, like, coming back from Formula One. Jensen Button, Formula World Champion. And Becky was laughing.
Didn't you get him on or something?
Yeah, I was like total fanboy. I was like, remember when you won your first race in Hungary? I was there. That was really cool. And he's just a great guy. You see him on TV, on Sky Sports with ESPN. But yeah, I took the picture with him. I go, mind if I take a selfie? He was cool with it. Leaned in. You know, but you're right. To sit there and kind of like, sort of like, sneak the photo. That's just
it sucks. And you know what it is? It's just like this TMZ thing, right? I mean,
exactly.
Like literally, guess who's here? And then it's like you're holding your phone sideways. You know, you're at dinner. You're trying to like take that picture, and it's like, come on.
Like how they got A-Rod years ago cheating on his wife.
Yes,
got
right.
Somebody caught him at an airport or coming out of a restaurant. I mean, yeah, don't be cheating on your wife, but it's also, I do think it's a rat. You're a rat.
That's how I
Violation
feel.
Violation of man law.
You guys can tell us. You can text us, 404-726-0929. I don't know. Maybe it's not as big of a deal, but I would just think like, hey, dude's on the plane. He just got traded again. He's trying to get to Cincinnati, and here you are like, oh, hey, Joe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, can you stay right there? Hold on. Oh, that's a better one, Ruffy.
Yeah, I heard
Thanks.
Andy Randy talking about it. But it's the culture we live in now. It's oh, my God, I got Joe Flacco fixed here on the plane. He's already going to Cincinnati. It looks crazy.
All right, man. That was just bugging me. I don't know.
I'm right behind you.
And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna repost this so you guys can see the picture. But it's one of those things. Nobody likes to be caught off guard these days. How many times have you been somewhere and your wife – makes you take the picture 8 million times because it didn't look good to her.
Use right? a high angle.
Right? Exactly. Right. Or you're at the beach and somebody takes a picture and you're like, yo, you're showing my belly, bro. You got to come up a little bit. Like, we do this. We all do it. But you're doing that to somebody else and you don't give a damn about how they look, what they're thinking, or what's going on. Anyways, all right, I'm done. I'm off my high horse, Mike.
Right.
It just bugs me. But I also understand the fascination because we've all done it. When you come across a star or an entertainer or whatever it might be, and you're like, that's such and such. And you feel obligated, like you've
right.
got to get a picture. But I've always just felt like, to Mike's point, I'm going to ask.
Right.
If
you're at a sporting event and you see a guy on the sideline, okay.
That's different.
He's out there in the arena. But again, there's some degree of privacy, or as the Brits say, privacy. But yeah, I'm with you, man. But that's sort of like that gotcha culture we're living in. But as you said, he's going to get down there, and they're going to punch him right in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now we're waiting to see. And again, I wouldn't wish any kind of injury. But you know what happens if Dylan Gabriel stinks it up? I mean, are they going to give him the whole game to stick
okay.
up? Because he was in last week.
So that gets us to something else here. Because as soon as Zach Taylor was saying today that Flacco's our starter Sunday, they play the Packers. So he's going up against a good defense. Stefanski with the Browns is non-committal today on whether or not Shador is going to be the backup or the practice squad quarterback. Bailey Zappi's going to be the backup.
What?
Mike, what the hell is going on up there?
Yeah, I just – why did you draft him? Now, again, disconnect between the front office and the coach. I'll never understand that. We talked about it yesterday. I just want to see this guy out there with the starters in real game conditions so we can settle this argument. Because, as you said, it might take a year or two.
Mike.
Because he might not ever get this shot in Cleveland. And it sure sounds like the coaching staff is dead set against it.
Yeah. I thought this would be an automatic thing.
Unless he's not doing the work they need. Now, that's another side of it. You know, the flip side to this is all the people out there from all the ESPN talking heads and ex-players, maybe he's not that good. But I would like to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Well, my question is, if he was the third string guy, which he's been, how much work has he actually been getting?
Right.
Like, I know he's in the meetings and everything, but to your point, like, how much is he really being able to show? All right, man, we got a lot more to get to. You guys can chime in on that sidebar topic. Are you one of the people who are taking pictures? And why? by the way. Do you just feel obligated, like you have to do it? Or is it okay with you? If you were that person, I guarantee you would not be wanting to have
right.
people just
now,
snap
I might,
pictures.
I don't know about you. Like, if I'm in a restaurant and I see a celebrity, I'll text, like, my crew.
Yes,
hey, guess
who's
what?
Here?
Like, when we were up in New York a couple years ago, Becky and I were at Mario Batali's old place where he got knocked out of the box in the restaurant business. And we were at his place on the west side. And Robert De Niro was across the restaurant. And so I'm like, I'm texting my crew. Guess who's – I'm looking at Robert De Niro eating some penny pasta right now. You know?
But
I'm not putting it out there.
That's right. Your boys laugh. You go, yeah. Oh, really? What's that? That's cool. Right. I totally agree. All right. We got to come back. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. When we do, the search is on. And I will tell you, Alex Anthopoulos said this last weekend that there was no list. He actually started a list this last weekend. There was no list prior to Brian Snicker stepping away. We got to talk about
this. Is that true?
I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Also, it's a big gift that one college football program received. Are we going to see more of this?
Who cut that check?
All right, stay there. We'll tell you all about it here on Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.